Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You got something for Vince? You wanna sing him a happy birthday?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, I think
so. All right,
yeah.
3, 2, 1.
And James Strebel.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Vince Marrow. Happy birthday to you, big dog. Woo-hoo.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we're back at it on this Friday. Reminder mixtape coming up at about 5:30 or so. Should be a good one. We are jam-packed with all your post-game reaction, Miller Lite post-game on Saturday. U of L and Notre Dame, 6 o'clock right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Kentucky basketball post-game show, the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show with Strebel and Ants coming your way at about, what time, about 3 o'clock,
3 o'clock.
Or so. Yep. We'll have that right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Bellarmine basketball, hosting Jacksonville on Saturday. We'll get to that 6:45 over on 93.9 The Ville. All the NFL action. So we are loaded as we get into the weekend here on ESPN Louisville. Well, let's get Travis Branham. We like this guy.
Yeah.
And we want to get some clarity of the Shaedon Sharpe situation, but also just to talk some college basketball and everything else. Travis Branham joins us, national basketball analyst, 24/7 Sports. Travis, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. I am doing great. How are you guys?
Man, we're fantastic. Yep. I know you're in Lexington. It's crazy. We've got like 1 inch of snow here where we are, and you've got like 12.
A ton.
So are you having to like shovel yourself out again today, or what's happening up there?
Thankfully, the sun did all the work for me. But honestly, I was actually talking to a close friend in Louisville yesterday. I did not realize how little amount of snow you guys got. We've been hammered here for like the past month, and I'm honestly quite sick of it.
Yeah, we got nothing.
Nothing.
No, we got absolutely nothing. We make fun of the weather people. They get mad. That's kind of the cycle
the
that we're.
Forth.
Yeah, that's the back and forth. Okay, so you've tweeted about this. You wrote about this. All the Shaedon Sharpe stuff over really about the last 25, 26, 27 hours or so. If I'm not mistaken, Travis, you have been rather consistent, have you not, that he would be eligible for the draft next year. You do not believe he plays this season. Obviously, many different ways we can go. Is this a confusing situation? What do you make of it? Should it be this confusing? What do you make of this story?
Yes, one, it is confusing. Two, no, it should not be this confusing. And, yeah, I've been fairly consistent. This is been a really, really complicated story to kind of follow. From day one, since he decided to officially reclassify in early November, we were reporting that this was not a definitive case of this kid will be or will not be eligible. There were some reports circulating that he is definitively not eligible. Our information was frankly not that. There was a lot of complicated mixed intel regarding this eligibility. So as I continue to dig deeper over the past couple months, the news that came out yesterday was honestly not surprising and was my read on the situation. The timing, however, was what was surprising of why does it come out now? What's the reasoning behind that? It's been a very difficult follow for everybody, and there's definitely a lot of confusion around there. So kind of happy to be here to kind of help answer questions and offer some clarity.
Well, appreciate it. Travis Branham with us 24/7. Okay, so you mentioned the timing. That's obviously something that was our immediate reaction yesterday. I think the story came out, 1, 2 o'clock? We go on the air at 3 o'clock. Okay, so the timing. Any theories on the timing as now Shaedon Sharpe's been in Lexington for about 2 weeks?
Correct, yeah. This is pure theory on my part. So take it what you will, but it seems to me, especially part of the reporting came out, like if he plays, it's going to be in the next 2 to 3 games.
Right.
My information is this kid, and I think Kyle Tucker also reported this, that Shane hasn't even started practice yet. He is only working out. So he hasn't even stepped on the floor yet. We're already talking about him potentially playing the next 2 to 3 games. That just doesn't really
well. The next games are Auburn and Kansas road games. Auburn and Kansas in Mississippi State,
in between, which
is probably going to end up being a quad 2 win. But I mean, it's not a throwaway game. I guess is what I'm trying to say. It would be later in the schedule in February when you have Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Florida. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And so to that timing, like, it just doesn't add up. And so for it to come out yesterday, for it to come out the way it did, all that, it almost seems like this could be a bit of a draft stock type info gathering. So now you put NBA teams on the clock. Okay, what's this kid's draft stock going to be? If it comes back favorably, Shane Sharp has 2 to 3 games to kind of come out and be like, you know what, I'm just going to sit this out and wait for next season. The other side of it is it doesn't come back favorably. Now you know right now in the next week, okay, I really got to ramp up this process. I need to get back out on the court and try to just go out there and help my team win, because at the end of the day, if it comes back, I'm outside of the lottery for this season. I have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I can only help my team, and I can only help my draft stock if I do elect to go to the 2022 draft. So to me, the timing is just it's just strange that would come out now. And again, pure theoretical. I think this could just be a kind of a way to gauge where the draft stock currently stands. And he's automatically now projected as a top 10 pick as of yesterday.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my follow-up. It was going to be there just seemed like, Travis, there was a motive of some kind, right? Like, there was a motive to see what the reaction was going to be or something. So I like your theory. Travis Branham with us. So you mentioned, I mean, lottery, it's not even will he be a lottery pick. I mean, people think he could be top 5 or 6. Do you agree with that assessment? And then you wrote about it. Obviously, if he can go to the NBA and he's going to be a top 10 pick, there's not much to discuss here at all. It seems to be clear cut to all of us.
Yeah, he, in my personal opinion, he's a top. He's right on that top 5 fringe. So the top 4 to me are pretty solid, and it would be hard for him to crack having not played with Chet Holmgren, Jabari Smith, and Paolo Banchero. Jaden Ivey currently on my board, number 4. It's going to be hard for him to kind of compete with Jaden Ivey. He's had a phenomenal season, and he is playing at a very high level at the college level. And now the fact that NBA teams haven't seen Shaden since Nike Peach Jam, that's a very important piece of information that a lot of these guys were able to actually see Shaden. So, but because they haven't seen him at the college level, there's a chance he could kind of slide around that 5 to 10 range. But to me, he's a pretty solid top 10 pick. So to me, that's a no-brainer. You can only come back or try to come join in on this season at this point and try to only increase your stock marginally. I mean, your ability to kind of increase your overall value, if you really want to like look at it from a contract base, you're making over $1 million. Your upside really isn't there, but there's a lot of risk at play. So that would be one of those things. You just kind of take your money and move on and make that leap to the next level.
Travis Branham with us, at Travis Branham _ if you want to follow him on Twitter, 24/7 Sports. Always a good follow, has a good pulse on the local teams and the national aspect, the national landscape, I should say. If he does go pro, he's allowed, and obviously if he wants to, and that seems to be what many, if not most, think at this point, how does that hurt the team next year? Do you think?
I mean, Cal will have to go,
because this was the big guy next year for the team. This was the alpha.
No question. He was going to be your bucket getter. He was going to go out and average. Wouldn't surprise me. He's such a gifted scorer and such a gifted athlete. It wouldn't surprise me to see him go out there and average about 20 a game next year. So that's a huge loss to the team.
You just killed Strebel. You killed my co-host, James Strebel. It's his 40th birthday today. He's trying to fight the trolls that he's not mad about all this Shaden Sharp stuff, but not too deep down. Oh. He's bubbling over it, Travis.
Yeah, a little bit, Travis.
He's not happy.
Join the party. You are the farthest person to be farthest from the first person to be upset with me these last 24 hours. I am definitely one of the bad people, according to the Big Blue Nation. But yeah, it's a big loss. The biggest part of the loss to me is the fact you weren't able to go out and get somebody like a Nick Smith, who Kentucky was in a great position with. They had already locked up Shaedon Sharpe. They were trying to figure out between him and Cason Wallace. Obviously, Cason kind of took that spot. So because at that time, you're expecting Shaedon to play this 2022 to 2023 season. But now it's not looking that way. So now you miss out on another guy who can really kind of fill in the gaps of missing out on a Shaedon Sharpe potentially, that can add you 10 to 15 points a night pretty easily. So it's a big loss, and this is something that Kentucky's really probably going to have to look to the portal if Shaedon Sharpe, as I personally expect, to go to the NBA draft this year.
What do you think, and I know Kyle Tucker has wrote about this, you probably have, and I apologize if I have not seen any of this. What do you think Kentucky thinks right now, or Cal? Did they want this to be quiet because they knew the reaction? They were obviously taking Shaedon Sharpe maybe with the thought, hey, then there might be a 20% chance he's not eligible. Maybe those odds changed. What do you think Kentucky knew in this entire process, or did they know there was a good chance this would happen potentially and he may never play at Kentucky?
My gauge is they knew there was a good chance that he would be eligible. But at the same time, the expectation has been that he, and it still is, John Calipari went on record today in his interview saying, we expect him to be here this next season. So coming here next season has always been the expectation. There was some muddy waters in regards to the information of, again, like going back to the start, but this has been something pretty widespread across the board of, there were just question marks. Some people questioned, maybe others didn't, whether he would be eligible. But for the most part, I don't think this came as a big surprise to the Kentucky basketball program.
Poor Travis Branham's had to deal with Kentucky fans being upset. We've had to do the same here. They're not happy. I did write down here for you, Travis, BBN won't like this, but maybe I'm wrong. I've seen a lot that say, hey, if you're a top 10 pick, you know what's going to happen. Just for bleeps and giggles, Travis, if at some point in the next couple weeks he does round into any sort of basketball shape or form, you know, to learn the Calipari system. It's so intricate. How do you think he would fit with this team if he could play?
It's a hard thing for any player, especially a freshman, to have never stepped foot on a college basketball floor and to then step onto the floor for the first time already in SEC play. Everybody's a midseason shape. Yep. Everybody's in midseason form. Everybody knows what they're running, where they're supposed to be out on the floor, what their roles are. It's a very difficult task. So trying to honestly gauge, say he gets in game shape, he gets somewhat caught up to speed on what Cal is trying to do, not only offensively, the biggest learning curve comes on the defensive end of the floor. You got to learn coverages. You also have to learn to actually defend every single possession. These high school kids don't know how to defend every single possession. They've never been held accountable to do that. So these are things that, like, and that's where John Calipari has been so great is in summers, he's able to practice and work with these guys and kind of break all these bad habits. So now Shane's jumping in. He's only been on campus 2 weeks. It's really hard to gauge what that role would be. The very basis, the very lowest expectation is this kid will come in off the bench just to provide some offense. But again, he has all the talent potential to be the best scorer and best player on this team. But again, that's a very large task to kind of overcome. I would never want to put that pressure on him.
You're just killing Strebel right now. You're killing him. He's 6 feet under. Yeah. Travis Branham with us, talking some hoops with him 24/7. Just as an aside, just to talk basketball, what do you make of the matchup tomorrow with Kentucky and Auburn? Should be a fun one. Some pros on the floor.
It'll be a fun one. It will be a loud one. It will be a rowdy one. That Auburn fan base, somebody actually just sent me a video. All these students are outside already camping out for the game.
Yeah.
That place is going to be rocking.
Yep.
I think it's going to be really tough for Kentucky to overcome. Going to Auburn, they got a ton of energy, a raucous fan base behind them. You got the number one player, arguably the number one player in the entire country, in Jabari Smith. Katie Johnson has been great. Wendell Green has been great.
Yep.
This team plays fast. They're tough. They defend. It's one of those things. You're kind of going into an environment that's just doesn't look favorably for any team to go on the road and try to win. And so it's going to be a fun one. I'm definitely going to be watching very closely. But personally, again, Kentucky fans aren't going to be happy with me. But I think Auburn will come away with the win again. We'll come away with the win tomorrow.
If Kentucky wins, they'll be the talk of college basketball. That was my prediction earlier. I really think there's a good chance that they will. Just quickly on U of L, Travis, are you surprised how this has fallen apart the way that it has? I mean, we've been talking about the demise now of Chris Mack for a couple weeks, and on Monday after the Pittsburgh loss, people were absolutely ready to go get Bruce Pearl or go get anybody else. It's been madness around here, Travis. I didn't think they were uber talented, but I also did not think they were this. I thought they could make the tournament.
Yeah, entering the season, they did a good job of going out into the portal and getting pieces. But the thing I think has really hurt this little team is there's not really a leader out on the floor. You just kind of got a bunch of guys trying to just figure this out on the fly, but nobody on the floor trying to just rally everybody together and try to play as one singular unit. There's not much consistency for players. It's been a very positive development of Sidney Curry. He's really started to come along late, and he's become probably the most valuable piece of this team. But
that's
it's been really difficult, I think, over there for those guys. Just having so much inconsistency, you can't find a lineup. It's definitely kind of falling apart this year.
It's unbelievable.
Unfortunately, for Cardinal fans, yeah.
It's unbelievable. It really is. I mean, again, I didn't think they had a ton of talent, but I didn't think they were also, you know, in some preseason, you know, rankings, they're like 50th, right? And I'm like, yeah, you know, 45th. And I'm like, I think they're better than that. And it just has not worked out here for almost 4 years. Maybe they can win a second one there against Notre Dame, get a little bit momentum. But you're talking, what, at Virginia, Duke at home, at North Carolina, some losable games coming up. All right, last one. We have not played this, and this is my fault. And we will play it. The Penny Hardaway Sound, they are a complete disaster. I have a Kentucky fan next to me, so obviously Penny has stolen some recruits from Calipari, so yep. He loves to see the demise of Memphis basketball.
Yes.
Off-season, Penny wins those, but during the season, he doesn't. What do you make of that situation? What do you make of his future? And obviously, you know, Imani Bates, Jalen Duren, just to name two of them. How does Penny striking out here the last couple years affect the way he recruits up against Kentucky, or does it not at all?
I do think it'll definitely impact their recruiting success. I think kids will see what's kind of going on with Imani Bates and Jalen Duren, and just seeing the fact that they're really struggling. There's no other way to put it. They're really struggling right now. And I also think this is to a Kentucky fan, this kind of just paints a picture of just how good of a coach that John Calipari is. It is not an easy task to coach freshmen. It is extremely difficult to coach freshmen. And it is not for everybody. Sometimes talent wins out, but still there's so many things that you kind of have to overcome and so many bad habits that you have to try to shake so quickly the moment they step foot on campus. So I think it's one of those things where people are learning it's not all about gathering the best freshman talent. There's a lot more to it, and it's a very difficult thing to kind of take on. And so, yeah, it's definitely going to be a very impactful thing moving on down the line, I think, continuing to kind of contend for these elite prospects in high school basketball.
Travis, appreciate the time this afternoon. Keep up the good work. Again, you can find all of his stuff on 24/7 at TravisBrandom_ if you want to follow him there. Appreciate the time, Travis. We'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Appreciate you guys, as always, for having me on.
All right, appreciate it. Travis Brandom with us here on this Friday on The Take. It's ESPN 680 1057. There you go.
Man,
how about that?
That's tough.
You're gutted right now.
That's tough. I mean, I just, I mean, hear that?
Dude, this is a bigger story.
It's a big deal, man.
It's a big deal for next year.
Deal. It's a huge deal for next year.
And it's a huge deal because it's funny to watch Cal squirm.
He's squirming, man. He did not want to talk about it today.
No.
He got put in a tough spot.
I'm sorry. Cal had 3 minutes today.
Secured.
I mean... I'm sorry. It's because of this.
It is.
You can't convince me otherwise.
Usually,
it's the biggest game of the year, Auburn and Kentucky.
Usually it's the biggest
game on their schedule.
Usually on the eve of a game like this,
he's ready to go.
Cal's ready to talk.
He'll talk for 15-20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, he's 100%. Ready to go back and forth with the media. He's ready to talk about Bruce Pearl and Auburn, and he's doing a great job there.
Yep.
I mean, he was short. He let him know from the beginning. I mean, he cut Kyle Tucker off. He cut him off. He's like, you got to ask.
I'm with you.
You got to ask shorter questions. I only have 6 minutes. That's all I got.
Guys, ask shorter questions because I got to leave here in about 6 minutes.
Like you said, Daryl Bird came in there and lobbed the softball at the end, and Cal was done. He was out. He is not happy. He feels like he's got a team that he could do something with, and boom, out of nowhere, this is dropped in his lap, and now he's got to face it, and he didn't want to face it. He was fine just saying, oh, yeah, he's doing good at practice. We'll see.
Does Kellen know?
He's coming along.
Does Kellen know this is happening?
No, he doesn't.
Oh,
well, he's not mentioned it yet.
He's been on all the websites and everything. Is there anyone who thinks he's going to play?
No, there's not one person that I know.
Is there one person
seriously that like says, "Oh yeah, this is fine. He'll play next year." He's not playing.
Is he playing? He's not playing at all.
Ever. We'll never see him on the court at Kentucky. Never. And I don't know how. Like, good for him, but I don't know.
You don't feel good.
How
for
I
him.
Feel about it?
No. This is where I am.
Because I'm a pro player guy. I want them to do their thing.
This is where I am with all of this.
Yeah. It's tough.
I don't know what to – because I don't know totally what's true. The one thing that he did say, and Jack, this would be – I should have texted you because this is something that I could use. I think there – and so did Travis. Okay, so this confirmed that Kentucky knew
– yeah.
There was a high probability he would be eligible for the draft.
Yes.
That changes things if that becomes the narrative more than the data changed once he got there.
The data was always there.
Okay? So, again, it's Cal taking a risk. It's Cal taking a risk, and who cares? You might as well. The kid's here. He'll be better for practice if he stays and plays a year. He plays this year, whatever it may be. Good to go. If he doesn't, we'll wrap our BBN arms around him and everything else.
But here's the difference. Cal didn't want you to know that now.
He did not.
Cal did not want you to know that now.
That's a great point. Right.
He was fine getting through the season.
Did he want to get the kid ready enough to play and then have it drop that he would be eligible later as we go towards March? The other reason this isn't as big of a story right now with BBN is because they've won some games.
Oh, yeah.
Go out there on Saturday. Go out there on Saturday. Let me paint a scenario. Go out there on Saturday. Lose to Auburn and don't look as good. Don't lose 80-79. Lose 65
or something like that. Yeah, you're right.
Lose by 8 to 10, 12 points, okay?
Yeah.
Where it's like they're having fun. You can tell Auburn has more pros. They're better than you. Hey, listen, I think Kentucky's got a chance to win this game, okay?
Sure.
I mean, ultimately, do you think Auburn will win?
Probably.
There's a lot going for them. But if Kentucky won, I would not be surprised. Anyway, have that play out. Beat Mississippi State, quad 2. Maybe don't look great. And then go lose to Kansas. Now let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
Now how do you feel about Shane Sharp being on the bench, using your program, using the scholarship.
And not doing
And not doing anything.
Yeah. No, and not only that, does he have that. I read somewhere today,
I can't remember
where I read, he's going to make more NIL money than anybody on this current team. He's going to make more NIL money than Ty. He's going to make more NIL money than any football player.
That seems to bother you almost as much as anything.
No, it doesn't bother me. It's just like, him making money doesn't bother me. He can make as much money as
It's not that he's making money. It's that he's making money but not going to play.
That's it. BB, I'm telling you, Andy, you're right. If they lose these two games to Auburn and Kansas and they're looking, it's like, okay, you're sitting on that bench making all this money because of our program. You're using up a scholarship on our program, and you're a 20 points per game player, and your plan is not to play – there are going to be some people out there that are going to ask some questions about Cal, and they're not going to be happy. And Cal Perry's thinking to himself, he's like, I had them back. They're back. They love me again. They love this team again. Bam. Hey, Cal.
Bam.
What's this about? What are we now? Are we now the prep NBA program? I don't think this, but I know people in BBN, a large swath of people in BBN. Ugh. This is going to be their take. Now, if Kentucky wins Saturday, they beat Mississippi State and maybe lose at Kansas by 7-8 points, something like that. It's not going to be a big issue. You start losing, and you're saying put him in the game. Let's say Wheeler starts struggling some more. Put Ty at point. Put Shaden in there.
Let's go.
That's going to be what happens. If Sevier Wheeler continues to struggle the way he did, now I'm not saying he will, because he was damn good against Tennessee. But if he has a couple games now where he's struggling and he's turning the ball over and he can't play, Ty point guard, Shaden Sharp play.
Let's take a break. We'll continue to celebrate Strebel's birthday. We'll get that penny sound to you as well. I have a story that's right up Strebel's alley. We'll get to that, and I got to show you a picture. We'll do that next.
Yeah.
I got to show you a picture.
Okay.
You're going to find funny. So we'll do that next. 437-9680. It's The Take. It's a Friday mixtape and a half an hour. I wish in an hour on ESPN Louisville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Keep it locked on The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Happy birthday, Round Daddy. Happy birthday, Round Daddy. Happy birthday, Round Daddy. Happy birthday to you.
I'm James Strebel.
Your present's ready whenever you want to unwrap me, Daddy. Just let me know. Happy birthday.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, a couple things I need to tell you about. 437-9680. I'm just laughing. Strebel's starting to get upset about Shaden Sharp. During the break, Jack.
It's a bummer.
I think you need to go cool off in the Caribbean for a week. And by the way, since you're gone, and Jack, you know this, there's not going to be like one story this next week.
Oh, stuff will happen.
Nothing's going to happen. Kentucky, Mississippi State is boring as bleep.
But if they win Saturday, that'll give you.
That'll give me Monday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Louisville, if they win, what do we do with it? If they nothing, not much.
Nothing.
If they lose, it's like. We've done that show for two weeks.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, I've done that. I can do it again.
Have to build
I
up
got no
Kansas.
Problem with that.
I guess what we need to hope for is they win Saturday, and that gives people maybe a little bit of juice, and then that makes the Virginia game. Oh, if you win that one, people get more excited. Yeah. If they lose that one, then we do the show again.
What we need is either Kentucky wins or they lose by 20.
Yeah,
Shaden Sharp plays. on Wednesday against Mississippi State.
Yep.
Okay. And Louisville loses on a half court shot to where Mike Bray walks over and smacks Rummage. That's what we need. Gives Blank a noogie or something. We need something. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? We need something. 437-9680. Okay, two things. Number one. Did you see Kentucky got a Yahtzee?
They did.
Kentucky got a wide receiver, Jack. His name is, it's either Javon or Javon Baker. He was at Alabama, so I'd assume he's a former four-star or five-star.
Yep. Four-star recruit.
He's from Atlanta, and I guess he's, a sophomore? And he's got 7 catches, 101 yards, and 1 touchdown.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
About that? Wow.
Yeah. I'll take a 4-star talent from Alabama. Obviously, they have studs all over the field. He can't find a spot there. He'll find a spot in Kentucky.
Those studs are leaving. I thought he was the next group.
No, I thought Metchie was coming back.
No, he's gone. He's gone, isn't he?
No.
I think he's gone.
I'm pretty sure Mechie's coming. Is it? Didn't we talk with Pat Forte, like Mechie and, oh gosh, who's the other band?
Jameson Williams?
Williams is gone.
Williams is gone.
Williams
is
gone. I'm pretty sure Mechie's back.
Mechie's a junior. He will not be back.
Okay, never mind. What did I hear that there
was
like
he declared.
Yeah, he declared.
Yeah, I think that was just I think that was just the thing we were doing like the day after the title game.
Baker,
we're like, of course they lost, and now everyone's going to come back and they're going to dominate. And you know what they're going to do even without those two guys? Be the preseason number one team in the country and win it all, because that's what Bama does.
I thought Baker would be the next guy up, so he's not good at. I mean, I thought this was Atlanta.
I thought this was Atlanta. He's coming to Kentucky.
I know, but this is not Atlanta.
No.
That's what I'm saying. This is not getting you to Atlanta. I'm being an AA here because it needs to be done.
Yeah.
It needs to be done to BBN.
Andy, that's
you understand
fine.
What I'm saying?
You can do that.
It's better than Louisville's getting James Madison.
Right.
So don't give that to me.
Yeah.
I've already heard that. It's better than the freaks with Gunter Brewer.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I'm happy.
But I don't know if it gets you closer to Atlanta. I don't know.
What do they need?
Seven catches.
Wide receivers? That's another wide receiver.
They need a lot. They need offensive linemen. They need wide receivers.
Yeah.
They need corners. It's like, I mean,
they
need a backup quarterback, maybe. I mean, what's going on here?
Offensive linemen.
Offensive linemen. They need a lot.
Do you think Stoops is done?
Done with what? Building the team or playing craps on a Friday night in Cincinnati?
Getting transfers. I'm not worried.
No.
The way they continue to get top power five player transfers, I'm good with it. I'm fine. I'm not – look, we got a long ways to go
You know who got guys like this?
Who?
Indiana last year. Remember that? He's from USC. Remember that?
Yeah,
he's a running back, or what was it, Dak?
Stephen Carr, USC running back.
USC.
That's a good point.
Like, yeah.
But it's Tom Allen.
He couldn't play on a 7-8 win team.
It's Tom Allen.
The other thing, I have been alerted. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I don't know what the Streebles are doing. And this is going to make you sound bad.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to make you the bad guy again, but here we are.
Yeah.
Bellarmine, I've been offered tickets for you for Bellarmine on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
Saturday, you're still there.
What time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Let me text my wife.
There you go.
We have the UK postgame show, but after that.
Well, and the postgame show is going to be done at 4:30, something like that.
Okay. Let me text my wife.
Okay.
And listen, I don't think we have anything going on, so I think that would be perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you're going to bring all the kids and everything?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we got.
No,
I had to bring all the kids.
Just Kellen.
Yeah.
Just Kellen. No offense. I mean, just.
No.
Make it easy. Just. Just one of the kids. Okay, so the whole I was going to say clan,
so
but you can't say that anymore. You know, the whole crew will be here. 437-9680. Meatloaf died.
I know.
Jack, you have any idea what that means?
He was an actor, right? Or
well,
a comedian?
Good enough. Now, what's the second movie he was in? He was in Fight Club. Jack, have you seen Fight Club?
Yes, I have. That's actually... How you knew him.
He was Bob in Fight Club.
Yeah, he was Robert Paulson.
Robert Paulson.
What other movie was he in? I can't remember what it was. I'm not doing the Billy Reed thing here. I just don't have anything on Meatloaf. I wasn't a fan of the music.
Right.
He was Robert Paulson, and that's as far as it goes for me, like completely.
I can't remember the other.
Were you a Meatloaf fan?
I like some of his songs.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like I don't go out of my way to listen to Meatloaf, but if he like comes on the radio or something, or like it's like I'll listen. It's like it's fine. Now my wife likes his music.
Really?
Yes, she does. She
really?
She likes his music. I'm just very random.
I don't know. That makes me. I've never met your wife. That's making me think a little weird about your wife.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
She likes his music.
She likes Meatloaf.
Yes, she does. Yeah.
Jack, we should do a fake segment on Meatloaf's music not being very good. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. My wife's looking at us right now. We're in the home studio.
Yes.
I thought you were on a call and I was going to have to get up during you're done with your call. I thought a delivery is here for you.
A delivery for me?
Yes.
Oh.
Who do you think it's from? It's from caller Emily.
Oh, uh-oh. Okay.
So go ahead, give whatever it is.
Cupcake. Oh, wow.
It's a rose.
Cupcakes and a rose, and it says, I can't read what it says.
What is it? What does it say on it?
Sweet chests. Sweet chest thing.
Here, let me take a picture of it.
Okay.
You say chest things?
Yes.
Is that what you just said?
Well, I can't say the actual word that it says.
It rhymes with bitty.
Bitties. And
let me see the other side. Let me see the other side.
There it is.
There it is. Oh, look at him. Yeah. Look at you. You got a rose.
I got some cupcakes.
You got a cupcake.
Yeah.
You got a card.
I got a card.
That says daddy on it. Oh, boy.
Happy birthday. X's and O's, M.
Here, what does it say on it?
It does. M. It says, happy birthday, X's and O's.
It says, happy birthday, daddy.
Daddy, X's and O's, M. So, thank you very much, caller Emily.
Pull the ribbon.
All right, let me pull the ribbon off. It says,
oh, Jack.
Emily's Sexy Stuff Bakery.
Oh, how about that?
How about that? they look like good cupcakes. They do. They got cherries on them. Oh, whoops. Okay, now I understand. I didn't get it at first.
Whoops, now I understand. The cupcakes are...
They look like anatomy. I gotta keep them up here so the dogs don't eat them.
You know the best thing about this?
I wish I could see this right now.
Jack just wants to talk TJD.
Yeah.
Like right now. Yeah.
I'm enjoying watching people sing right now.
It's
this
is Rob Bittacy. Yeah, aren't they? They're supposed to be nipples, right?
Is that what they're supposed to be?
Yeah.
Cherries. You can look at it. There you go. Yeah. I didn't expect that.
Well, that'll cheer you up at least.
Yeah.
Boy, you going to take those home?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Jack, what's he going to do? Hang on, Jack. What's he going to do with this? What's he going to do with this? Because he can't take this home. He cannot walk in the home with two nipple cupcakes.
He also can't eat both the cupcakes because of the lap in. Your wife or one of the kids is going to eat the cupcakes.
No. I can't show them. Kel will be like, why do they look like that?
So then you're going to leave them at Andy's.
He's stuck right now. He's in a bad spot.
I am, yeah.
Listen.
It was a sweet gesture.
You can throw it in the station fridge for 3 months.
No, here's what you need to
I'll
do.
I'll bring them to Ince.
You need to just take that home.
Yeah.
And sit that on the kitchen counter, whatever you guys use. You walk in the door, you set something down.
Yeah. And not say anything.
And not say a word.
Yes.
Just sit it there and walk away.
And just walk away.
And just, hi, honey. Kids all run at you. Daddy,
happy birthday, daddy. Yay.
Yeah, everyone's doing their thing.
Yeah.
And you just sit it there.
Yeah.
And you don't say a word.
Just ignore it.
You sit it. And forget it.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
That's understandable. Yes. I'm surprised. Now,
oh, boy. That's Ant's texting.
Yeah, of course
it is. It's Ant's. Of course it is.
Yes, of course it is. He's got to get an Emily joke. It's his daily Emily joke quota. One per day. We get it, Ants. You like the Emily bit.
Ants is mad at us because there are a bunch of soccer fans who want to kill someone in, like, Guatemala.
It's crazy.
Or something like that. And we texted them that earlier. He's like, that's
just 99.999% of soccer fans don't do that. Like, I get a lot of stories about soccer fans doing exactly that.
That had to cheer you up a little bit.
It did.
I need you to sit those down and you just lay that on the counter.
Yes.
And you say, I got that at work.
Yeah.
And there you go.
It worked. Yeah. Yep. I wasn't expecting that, but that was nice. It's a good gesture.
You know what, Jack? He takes that home. The wife gets mad at him. The wife's mad at him the entire trip.
No,
is your mother-in-law still in town?
Canceled. No, she's coming in tonight.
Oh, so she's going to see that.
Yeah.
She's watching the kids and everything.
She's staying with the kids.
How about that?
Yeah. She's staying with the kids. So, yes. Yeah.
I love what Texter says earlier in the week. Texter said, your mother-in-law is going to get you back by giving you COVID. So you can't go on.
Maybe. I don't know. But I hope not. I hope not. Oh, I got that swab on the on.
You get a swab?
I got a swab on Sunday. Yeah, I got a swab. I got to get the swab on Sunday. It's already been. We signed up for it. It takes about 20 minutes for us to get our results back. So those 20 minutes will be very.
You'll be sweating.
A little nerve wracking. Like I'm confident. Like I'm not sick. My wife's not sick. But you never know. You never know. No one around us has had COVID.
That you know of.
That I know of. Yes, that I know of. I just, oh boy.
Oh, you're sinking a little bit here still.
Yeah.
Well, a little sinkage still.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm ready to talk sports. Talk sports. Talk fantasy being carried off the court.
Right. You know what? No, you're right. Right now, Jack, 60 seconds on last night's game.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to talk. No, right now, Jack, go ahead. Save the show with Rob Fantasy Talk right now at 4:45.
Well, Rob Fantasy was absolutely unplayable on Monday against Nebraska. The fact that he saved them in that
against
game
Nebraska.
Yeah. Is so it's ridiculous. It's hilarious. It's stunning that he was the one that had the big game for them. And it was, you know, it was great to see yada yada. Yeah, Archie ruined him. Woodson's trying to save him. We'll see if he actually starts playing well consistently down the road. But it was good to see him have his moment. And he played an absolutely fantastic game. Xavier Johnson finally did what Indiana needed him to do, and that was attack the basket, create shots for himself, create shots for others. Because, you know, without Jackson Davis in the game, there's not a lot of offensive options for Indiana. And it was stunning. I was absolutely astonished that they won that game with how little Trace Jackson Davis played in the contest.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
Literally,
he had some free throws at the end.
That's the best thing he did. Yeah.
He got the stop on Jaden Ivey, who was unstoppable in the second half with Indiana up one after Fantasy hit the shot. Ivey drives down the lane, and Trace was able to alter the shot and get the rebound to quench the game. Basically, which was a huge play. It was nice to see that even in a game where he does nothing, as rare as that is, he still made two big plays at the end and getting the stop, the rebound, and hitting the free throws. It was incredibly nice. And for Indiana, it's a win that obviously you need to be able to beat Purdue. You need to beat your damn rivals, something they have not done at all consistently or literally ever in the Archie Miller era. To where that's big for them. It's a resume building win. You look at Indiana and their chance to make the NCAA tournament. That's going to be the first thing they show the committee when you have your resume and you're trying to put that stamp on we're a tournament team. Beating Purdue at home is a huge win that not many other teams in the country are going to have as good of a win as that. And you pair that with the Ohio State win, you have a pair of really, really good wins. So now you go, you win home games, beat a couple of bums on the road, and I think you should be in the NCAA tournament, which again is all I've said year one. Mike Woodson, just make the damn tournament. Anything else is icing on the damn nipple cup cake.
I think he said nipple cup.
Very nice.
Yeah, no, I was having the analogy that I
that's good
at the end. Yeah.
Texas says Rig is gonna lick the cherry, then throw those away at the nearest gas station.
No.
Texter says 4379680. Andy bet money. If you took the path from your house to Strebel's house, you'll see those cupcakes on the side of the road. He ain't going to take them home, and neither would I. Texas says, do a Facebook Live of Strebel motorboating the cupcakes.
Well, No. Are
you going to wipe thy booty with the cupcakes?
That's a blanket maker. We need to have that hotkeyed so we can go to that blanket baker.
Whenever we want.
By the way, I scolded blank today.
Did you?
I go, I know you're there. You're hanging out with Josh Hurd and Gunter Brewer, GB,
right?
And everybody else at the game. Go take a picture of Jeff Brohm at the game.
Yes.
That's what I told him.
What
I scolded him. He got it. He understands.
He bit the knee?
Oh, of course. He wants the retweets and likes and
yes,
love and everything. Who doesn't?
By the way, we're a go on Bellarmine.
All right, let me confirm.
Okay.
How many of you?
Five.
Five? Oh, the whole crew?
Five. The whole crew.
Oh, boy.
The whole crew. Five.
Oh,
all
boy,
five.
Five. Now, do you want to be in a suite?
Yeah. Wherever, okay. Wherever, yeah.
Okay,
I'll take whatever. Yeah, absolutely. That'd be fantastic. We would love to do it. Yes.
Texas says, I just got in the car today. I realized I tuned into college basketball tonight with Jack Grossman.
Hey, Jack had to get his his IU stuff out there. And it'd save me.
We appreciate this guy texting in next, 437-9680. But I don't need this.
What?
I don't need this happiness on the text line. Texas says, Strebel, happy birthday. Last full day here in Cancun. Enjoy your birthday and cruise. We don't need that.
Oh, thank you.
We don't need a pleasantry.
No.
We don't need a 448 pleasantry.
The text line is for battling and going back and forth.
Texas says, Indiana has beat their rivals since Kentucky has. By the way, Rummage today. Did you see the shirt Rummage had?
I saw
Kenny Payne won those games.
He added me on Twitter with that.
I mean, that's...
It's a sad shirt.
It's the lowest.
It's the saddest shirt.
You know what?
I think I've seen.
Yeah.
It's
I think
sad.
It is.
That's all they have. That's all they can be happy about is one game against a historically bad Kentucky team. And Kenny Payne won those games. I tell you, you're
and
right.
Now they want Kenny Payne.
Yeah, now they want Kenny Payne. Y'all crapped on Kenny Payne, my man Kenny
for
Payne.
For a decade.
Said he stunk. And he stinks. He's a BBN, blah, blah, blah. We don't want him. We want Mac. And now, y'all, that's all you got is Kenny Payne right now. You all should thank the Lord that at least you have Kenny Payne. And he don't want you all. You understand that? Jeff Brom don't want you. Kenny Payne don't want you. You're an unwanted child is what you are. You're shoved to the side in the corner. That's where you are in the corner. Kenny Payne won those games. And guess what? Chris Mack ain't winning bleep right now. He ain't winning a damn thing.
It really is sad.
I was actually sad
by it. I really
That's
was.
That's all they have. That's all they have.
437-9680. Real quick. You may have to get up for this.
Okay.
Let me show you.
Put this.
Don't worry. The dogs are not going to eat the nipple.
I'm going to put them right here.
The nipple cupcakes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Look at this.
Okay.
So we've been having issues in 680, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And our studios, I mean, we have a lot of issues.
It's falling apart.
It's falling apart. We're hanging by a thread.
Yes.
Why do you think I'm doing the show at home so much? There's a toenail, the microphone might not
processor
work.
Might explode.
There's all these things going on. So our engineer came in and you can lift the front of the soundboard.
Okay.
And this is what he found.
Holy bleep. What is... Oh, no! That's mouse poop! Oh, my...
Save that.
God!
And so today...
That's not good for electronics.
Well, it's not good for the health of Jack Grossman sitting there for 3 hours.
Breathing that... Like the molecules.
And so today, we had to have the talk with the producers, Nick, mostly, because of the times he has to be in there.
Yeah.
No more eating in the studio.
Like, period?
Yeah, that's where it is. There's a mouse in there. There's several. I mean, it's cold out. They're going inside.
What about all
we got to get OPC out there.
What about all the sponsor food and everything? What do we got to do with that?
What do you mean? What do we
got to
do with that?
Oh, so you eat like in the break room.
No, you eat in the break room.
No, in the studio.
Yeah, not in the studio.
What's Ince going to do with his B-dubs?
I don't know what Ince is going to do when he throws it on the console. I don't know what's going to happen when the luminaries
Nick Curran leaves McDonald's.
McDonald's is left and the luminaries leave their coffee. I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah.
So all of it's out. Well, I understand. It's a good rule because you can't have mouse turds. What? In your soundboard.
It's really, Nick's got to eat lunch, so Nick's going to have to leave and take a lunch, and then,
So he's got, but his lunch isn't, God,
I,
he's going to have early or a late lunch? The dude's
what do you want me to do?
From 10 to 3.
Jack, how slimed is where you sit sometimes? Jack is bothered by it, and so am I.
Yes.
It's terrible.
It's... Not
there might be a chicken wing under right now by your left foot.
Ugh. There's a crumpled up napkin that I'm throwing into the trash can.
It's a bear nose, maybe?
Oh, that's on the floor.
Later. Okay. Well, I was wondering. Right on the controls.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple of soda can caps.
Soda cans.
it's
a mess, man.
I'm not going to keep looking.
Can you imagine the engineer opening up the board and all it is, it's just filled with small little mouse turds?
Yeah, but he recoiled. He physically recoiled.
So I was in, because he was cleaning it, I guess, during the IU game last night. It was before I did the post game.
I'm thinking back. What are we talking about? You were cleaning it?
No. You know what I mean. But I can only imagine now Calvin, our engineer,
here is just looking at me and just probably just judging me and thinking yeah. I'm the one responsible for
yes.
it.
He's judging. He's judging the entire studio.
He's like, Swash. Yes, but specifically the producer that is 6 feet away from him in the room next door.
He should have been like
sitting there watching it.
Jack's frustrated.
He is.
Process is frustrated
because Jack's like, I'm
there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot going on right now. Oh yeah, it's like an underlying issue. So no more eating in there.
Okay,
there it is. It's done.
I won't eat any more food in there.
No. The production studio.
So you could eat in the
the production where the soundboard is.
Oh yeah,
the
producer
room. There's no eating in there.
No, I understand, but like in the studio's okay.
Yeah, if you throw it away.
Okay, well, I would say ban it from the studio
fine,
too.
Fine, that's fine. I don't eat in the studio.
I don't either, but I'm just saying,
Ramon,
like,
leave those nipple things alone.
He's sniffing them.
Of course he is. He's like you,
yeah.
Like father, like son. Both are hound dogs.
Yeah. Well, I've been saying like in the studio,
you
like,
howled a couple minutes ago. Like, yeah.
I did howl.
Jack howled last night.
He did at the moon.
He went outside when he got home after the IU postgame show and let out a howl. Yeah. When you get home, what time did you get home last night? 11 o'clock?
Roughly.
Are mom and dad still up?
Dad was still up.
Was he happy
or
what?
He was excited, yes.
He was excited.
Yeah.
He should be excited. He paid a lot for that tuition.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. It was in state, but it wasn't free.
At least he got something out of it.
Yeah. It was not in state.
Finally.
Oh, so Louisville's not in state?
Yeah, they do the thing. If I went to IUS, that would be in state, but Bloomington is not in state, which is
Your brother went to Alabama,
yeah.
So your parents paid out the ass for college.
Foot in
yeah.
the bill.
Holy cow.
Wow. Yeah. You have parents that love you, Jack.
Yes, I am lucky and grateful and fortunate.
Texas says, wasn't one of the producers living with a mouse. Maybe he just brought him in for company. Process was... Well, the big battle is this, and this is what I think this hurts Nick Valvano, but it's the circle of life.
Yeah.
Process said he put his foot down, and a mouse was under his foot when he put it down.
Oh.
So here's the thing. Nick wants to do a catch-and-release trap.
Like he wants to save the mouse.
We ain't doing that.
Mouse is dead.
No, we're doing a kill the mouse.
Yeah, kill the mouse. Yeah. OPC Pest Services comes in.
That's not a PETA thing, is it? Everyone does that, right?
No, that's not a
you
PETA thing.
You get the one, right?
Well, it is a PETA thing.
Is it a PETA thing?
But,
did I just say something that's a PETA thing?
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing to say? We have to put a trap out.
Yeah.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house,
there we go.
Moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites
or
eating your house from
the
inside.
Soundboard. Or the
you're
soundboard.
Completely surrounded.
Or
luckily, OPC Pest Services has a four seasons program.
That's good, Jack.
Well, the PETA, they don't like any. Like it doesn't matter if it's a bug.
Jack hangs on to a bit just a little bit too long.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
His skills are good.
He had a good idea.
Yes.
It was executed, and then that last 3 seconds.
Yeah.
You
need like 3 seconds
good.
Of that, and that would have been great.
Texas says Louisville is the Wyatt of college sports.
Stop.
He's not coming to the game tomorrow.
Yes.
Right? Bellarmine, no.
We're all going.
He doesn't want to go.
We're all going to. Yes.
He doesn't want to go.
He
probably
likes
a
watching basketball.
Fan.
We're going to have fun.
Texas says, did Andy get that chair Strebel sitting on from his grandmother's house? Dude, that's a comfortable chair.
This is a very comfortable
chair. But
it's
also old as bleep.
I like it, though. It's very comfortable.
Texas says, Strebel depressed over minor bad news. Imagine news like this every year for 8 years continuously.
That's a great point.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I would be sad all the time.
Texas says, happy birthday, Strebel. Oh, it's from Samson. You're still a douche. Just kidding. You're great. Turning 40 in a few months myself. Chug some Busch Light in your honor. Drinking a lot tonight? What do you think? What's the over-under, do you think?
I don't know how. I mean, I'm drinking tonight. I don't know how much. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know if we're going out to eat. I don't know if we're staying at the house. I don't know. I'll find out when I get home.
You get to pick the place to go to eat? Well, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
What are the options? Like, do you have like two or three options?
It'll be around here.
Well, I know that.
It'll be like, I was thinking maybe go to Rec Bar. I've never been there.
Yeah. Oh, that will be busy, but yeah.
I think maybe go there.
I still have coupons.
Play some games.
I still have free games to Rec Bar.
Do
from,
you?
From the J-Town Beer Fest over the summer.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Let me see. I might have some coins myself.
Really?
I don't know
I've
where they're at, though. You never been?
I've never been.
Yeah,
it's
you should
fun.
Go there.
That seems like a fun place.
Ask for Tony. Double
place.
T.
Tony.
Tony Thomas. That's my guy.
So it's to ask for Tony.
Right. I don't know if he'll give anything for free, but
no,
I mean, there
I,
you
no,
go.
I don't want to get.
Say what up, double
no.
T.
I don't want to get stuff for free, but it'd be nice to like have someone like, hello, Tony. I don't know. I'm so thrown off this segment. I've sounded terrible. I know I have. I know this
you
is
found
bad.
A way to make next week's mixtape. That's what has happened here.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
I can't read that one.
I know. Thank you, Sam.
Cleaning pipes. We're not going to get into that.
Cleaning pipes.
437-9680. Let me preface this by saying I'm a bitter, disheveled U of L fan. I want nothing but failure for IU and Jack. His happiness is making me sad. We were way late for a break.
Oh,
Jack,
yeah.
Let's just do a short break. Back at it. 5 o'clock hour next.